रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 29 अ वॉर ऑफ वर्ड्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Rama's heart was filled with pity as he looked at Kara, who stood before him careless and with no other weapon but his club, and said to himself, "Alas, he has tried every means possible and failed. God grant him a clearer vision. Let me try somewhat." And he advised him in words whose pitiless logic and reasoning went home like spear thrusts. In the proud enjoyment of every comfort and luxury, in the midst of your countless Rakshasa hosts, you perpetrated deeds of cruelty and earned the scorn and contempt of all. A man may be the undisputed lord of the three worlds, yet if he be cruel, sinful, and a terror to all beings, he cannot hope to live even for a moment. Men destroy him who is ever bent on the ruin and misery of others, even as they crush a serpent wherever they come upon it. He who blackens himself with sin and repents not, be his motive to acquire something or to preserve a former acquisition, reaps a fitting harvest like the reptile that swallows hailstones, and he loses his wealth and power into the bargain. Do you hope for the worlds of bliss hereafter, after your cruel slaughter of the righteous hermits of Dandaka? Miserable sinners are dogged by future births by the results of their acts. Cruel men cannot hope to enjoy for long the wealth and power they have earned by some slight merit in the past. Their fate is well nigh upon them. As trees put forth flowers and fruits in due season, sinners receive their wages not a moment too soon or too late. As poisoned food kills the eater thereof in no time, heinous sins fructify soonest. The Emperor Dasharatha has dispatched me here but to destroy the wretches that seek to bring terror and sorrow to all creatures. As great serpents pierce into the anthills, the shafts from my bow will transfix your heart and drink your lifeblood. I will send you and your hosts after the holy ones of Dandaka, whom you have foully slain. Behold your victims ranged on high in their vimanas. They will be witnesses to the exquisite torments of the damned that my shafts will inflict upon you. Put forth your strength and skill to the utmost. Fight to the very last. It is but child's play for me to lop off your head as if it were the ripe fruit of the palm. The cruel taunts of Rama struck home. Kara was beside himself with rage, and his eyes flashed fire as he roared with a thunderous laugh. Puny mortal, pride not yourself upon the easy victory you had over a parcel of street rakshasas, the scum and refuse of the class. Excellent breeding to blow your own trumpet and blare your own impotence. Heroes and lords of men are never blind with pride and strength. They are never guilty of brag. It is left to the greatest specimens of the kshatriyas like yourselves, mean and cowardly. Know you of any noble warrior that descants upon his high lineage when death brushes him with his wings on the field of battle? The weak fire that runs along the grass looks gold, but can it scorch anything? Even so, the braggart looks very much like a hero at the moment, but betrays a coward in him. His acts bear no relation to his words, and you are one of them. Have a full view of me as I stand here, mace in hand, like an impregnable mountain veined with diverse ore. Am I not enough to take charge of your life breaths? Are you sure that I will not draw them away from you, like Yama who casts his dread noose round the creatures in the three worlds? Verily, you are beneath notice, beneath contempt. I have closed but one chapter of what a boaster deserves at my hands. But the sun hangs low in the west, and it is time that this farce of a fight drew to a finish. Hence, I reserve my comments. Rakshasas wax in strength at night, and men wane correspondingly. It is a holiday task for me to crush you out of existence then, but I refrain, as it would cast a slur on me. My warriors whom you have wantonly killed call upon me to avenge them, and the tears of the king shall flow no more. He emphasized his resolve by whirling his club aloft and threw it at Rama with deadly intent. That wonderful weapon blazed like a flaming fire and fell from the sky like a thunderbolt, consuming to ashes everything around. Whereat Rama shattered it to atoms with his arrows. Like a deadly serpent, reft of his power and life by mantras and magical herbs, the mace, dreadful as a noose of death, fell to the earth. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.